This is WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul, at 62 degrees at 11 o'clock.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. The Soviet Union is still not releasing details about the accident at its Chernobyl nuclear power plant, but there are many indications it is serious. A Moscow radio broadcast referred to it as a disaster. Soviet diplomats have requested Swedish and West German advice on fighting a fire in an atomic plant, and a West German nuclear energy lobbying group says the Soviets have asked that anti-radiation experts and medicine be made available. West German construction workers near Kiev were told officially that a 30-kilometer-wide security zone has been established around the plant. And physicist Jim McKenzie of the Union of Concerned Scientists, a group worried about the safety of nuclear technology, says the early radiation readings are ominous.
The largest exposure that anyone got around Three Mile Island was equivalent to a chest x-ray, roughly. That's close in. Here we're seeing probably a chest x-ray, you know, at 1,000 miles as opposed to 1 mile. So you can see that the amount of radiation is much larger.
This is George Wood in Stockholm. The Swedish Institute for Radiation Protection says radiation levels here are still higher than the normal background radiation, but the level is not increasing. In the northern part of the country, where it's rained recently, there are still levels of up to 10 times the normal figure. But the Institute says this is far too low for any concern. There's no reason to stay indoors, avoid drinking water, or take iodine tablets for protection. 80% of the radiation is made up of short-lived radioactive isotopes, mostly iodine. The Protection Institute says that radiation will have disappeared within a week. The longer-term substances, mostly radioactive cesium, can remain in the ecosystem for years, they say. The authorities here are now taking milk samples, especially from the island of Gotland, which is the part of Sweden closest to the Soviet Union. Samples of grass are also being taken, and aircraft are testing the air at high altitudes. George Wood for CBS News, Stockholm.
This is Elizabeth Gillette in Warsaw. Polish authorities have set up an emergency commission to monitor radioactive fallout over the country, which has been detected at about 200 monitoring points. Government officials today refused to divulge the level of contamination, but they insist there is no danger to human health from the amount of radiation reported so far. They also say they're in direct contact with the Soviet Union's commission investigating the nuclear plant disaster. Precautions are being taken to monitor possible contamination of food items. There have been no restrictions placed on food sales, and so far the public has not been urged to take any special precautions. According to Western diplomats, though, notices appeared today in Warsaw's Foreign Ministry building warning employees to keep their windows shut. Elizabeth Gillette for CBS News, Warsaw.
CBS News has learned that Soviet and U.S. officials will meet today at the State Department to discuss the nuclear accident. State Department officials will offer U.S. assistance to the Soviets and also request information on the incident. More news in a moment.
Constipation is disaster, and that's the honest truth.
Gene Wright talks about constipation and Dulcolax laxatives.
I can depend on Dulcolax because it takes care of my constipation problems in a gentle, easy way. My doctor suggested that I try Dulcolax. I did, and I was very happy.
Dulcolax suppositories can work in 15 minutes to 1 hour. Dulcolax tablets predictably overnight.
I wake up in the morning, and I get complete relief. Dulcolax brightens my day.
For occasional use, only as directed.
Ramada wants to know, what makes John Madden mad?
Don't you just love it when you get to your hotel room and it has that lived-in look? Only you haven't been living there yet. They forgot to clean it. But hey, don't get mad. Get Ramada. At Ramada, your room is ready when you get there. The pillows are so soft, you can't wait to pounce on them. And the towels are so fresh, you just want to wash up. Next time, Ramada. Call your travel agent or 1-800-2-RAMADA.
A military plane should be arriving at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware about now. On board, seven containers draped with American flags containing the remains of the seven astronauts who perished in the Challenger disaster 13 weeks ago today. At the Dover Military Mortuary, the remains will either be cremated or prepared for burial. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 2.98. The volume so far today, 65,490,000 shares.
Mr. Goodwrench has the right tools available to care for your General Motors car. Tools of the science of automotive service. Simple as a wrench or complex like electronic eyes that probe with mystery. your car. Tools that think and understand. Tools that fix. The special tools of Mr. Goodwrench. And no one knows your GM car better. No one.
So we shopped around for the right homeowner's insurance.
Liberty Mutual gave us the protection we needed at the right price. We believe in liberty.
America believes in liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At a chapel in Windsor Castle, Queen Elizabeth led the royal family at a private funeral service for the Duchess of Windsor. The former Wallace Warfield Simpson of Baltimore died last Thursday, 50 years after King Edward VIII abdicated the British throne to marry her. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Imagine for a moment that you have a baby, but this is not an ordinary baby. This one doesn't change, doesn't mature. It continues to be unhappy, often demanding, self-centered, irresponsible. Can you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine how awful it would be? If there's an alcoholic or drug abuser in your life, you don't have to imagine it, you're living it. If you're sick and tired of caring for a chemically dependent person, there are two things you should know. First of all, chemical dependency is a disease. Secondly, it can be treated and treated successfully. To find out how, you can call this telephone number, 291-3434. It's a direct line to information on the chemical dependency programs at St. Mary's and St. Joseph's. Both hospitals are proving that alcoholics and drug abusers can recover, they can grow up, and their loved ones can get relief. St. Mary's and St. Joseph's, the Carondelet Community Hospitals.
Good morning, isn't it? Look at that sunshine. Howard's vacationing, Kurt Lundgren filling in. We'll check the weather when we get to Bill Anderson in just a few minutes. How about some music this morning, Art? Something appropriate. Like, how about Here Comes the Sun?
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter, and it's all right.
It's Michael Johnson. Yes, it is, doing the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun. It's 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. Bill Anderson is not in the Weather Center. It's Uncle Milty. Let's find out from Milt how the sun is going to, how long it's going to stay around this morning. Milt, not a bad morning at all. Sunny and 63, that's about 20 degrees warmer than when I got up this morning.
Yes, indeed. And one of the things that makes a nice day so nice around this area is they're very often immediately after something that we don't brag about, such as yesterday. The contrast is pretty stark, actually. Blue sky across the area. Should be with us most of the afternoon, but some clouds are going to start moving in probably by 2 o'clock this afternoon, and by evening I guess we'll probably be mostly cloudy around the region. Nevertheless, we put mostly sunny and pleasant in the forecast for the afternoon. Little system coming out of the southwest is already producing a few showers out in central South Dakota. We'll get the clouds from that later on, and during the night, we'll probably see a few showers moving through the area and possibly some thunderstorms. Could be some more rain in the southwestern part of the state, up to a quarter of an inch or so, I'm sorry to say. It should move out by tomorrow, however. It looks as if it'll continue off to the west. Our circulation pattern has changed enough so that they should begin to move through a little more rapidly when they come in from the west. So look for a few showers, a thunderstorm tonight into tomorrow morning here in the Twin Cities and around much of the area, actually, the same kind of weather. Should end during the morning tomorrow, a little cooler across the area, high temperature in the Twin Cities about 60. Right now it's about as pleasant a morning as you can find. Southwest wind at 14, falling barometer at 2989, 54% humidity. Bright sunshine, 63 degrees now.
Boone and Erickson here with Professor Rippin.
Woo! Booyah! Ooh.
I have a lesson for you today.
Oh, good.
To inform you about a sweetened pastry confection to marshmallow.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I, Professor Ripon, invented the marshmallow to use as a special ingredient in my Ripon Good cookies.
How clever of you, Professor. You mean to say that you alone invented the marshmallow?
Well, you know, a little corn syrup here, a little sugar there.
Well, when was it that you came up with this delicious invention, Professor?
Oh, it was in the spring. I was imagining spring cookies, blossoms. I created a marshmallow cookie, pink and white. And I sprinkled it with coconut.
Oh, that's a good one. And, of course, we were eating your Bon Bon Puffs.
Oh, yeah.
They were ripping good.
Sure.
A cookie with a marshmallow center, chocolate covered in stripe.
And I have toasted marshmallow cookies. I toasted it with coconut. It's a masterpiece.
Oh, it is. And we've eaten lots of crunchy Sunday cookies. They're the ones with the nutty covering.
Oh, yeah. I have become famous for being nutty.
Oh, we love the taste of ripping good cookies.
Available at your local grocery store.
Vernon Erickson for Aware Gold Limited. The people at Blue Cross and Blue Shield think small businesses should be able to give their employees the same top quality health care as the big guys.
And that's where Aware Gold Limited comes in.
Right. You still call the shots.
Like choosing your own doctor or hospital from Minnesota's largest health care network.
Right. But with Aware Gold Limited, there's a small change in hospital coverage that can lower your rate substantially.
So that small change in coverage can put some big change in your pocket.
Right. And if you run a small business, got some numbers for you to find out how you can get Aware Gold Limited and protect your employees just like the big guys.
Okay, locally call 456-5050. Got it? 456-5050. Or from anywhere, an 800 number, 1-800-382-2000. To find out how you can get Aware Gold Limited and protect your employees just like the big guys.
Like the big guy himself, Gordon Jump. He's on TV, billboards, and newspaper ads for Aware Gold.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield, creators of Aware Gold, the healthcare plan that lets you call the shots.
Thank you, guys. 13 and a half after 11 o'clock. Continuing our coverage of the NFL draft on CCO. Cincinnati, with the 21st selection, has taken Tennessee wide receiver Tim McGee. And the New York Jets, with the 22nd pick, took Iowa offensive tackle Mike Haight. As you heard by now, the Vikings passed on both Iowa's quarterback Chuck Long and Oklahoma State defensive end Leslie O'Neal, both front office favorites, to make a three-way trade with San Diego and the New York Giants in the first round and acquire the rights to tackle Gary Zimmerman. Vikings in the first round selected 14th, taking linebacker Gerald Robinson of Auburn, who is 6'4", 250, considered versatile enough to play either outside linebacker or a defensive end. Seven sacks in 83, then 8 as a junior, and 10 last season. And he could provide some immediate help to the Vikings defense. We'll continue to watch the wires for you and hear reports, I'm sure, from Tim Moreland. In this hour of the Twin Silver Sweepstakes, if we announce your name, you could win Twins tickets, dinner for two, and gasoline, so stay where you are. Physical fitness through bicycling, Minnesota style. Imagine a winding recreational tour through some of the state's finest scenery. Now, the American Lung Association of Hennepin County has planned a three-day adventure weekend coming up at the end of May, May 30th. The trek is designed for both novices and experts. A weekend that begins with a boat tour, the old Mississippi, and then a guided trek through the river valley, ending with a rail ride home. That sounds like a lot of fun. You can find out how you can participate in the Great River Ride, a CCO-sponsored event, by calling this number, 871-7332. 871-7332. What a beautiful day. Sunshine, blue skies, and 63. Low 70s this afternoon. I think if my lawn has gotten dry enough for the first half of the day, you might take a hand at it with the mower this afternoon, although the grass has gotten too long to let the water evaporate without a couple of days dry. But low 70s this afternoon. Right now, sunny, 63, and the wind southwest at 14.
Spring is here!
You mean spring is here? See, I know it's spring because I feel like singing.
Well, I know it's spring because I got my Night at the Pops brochure in the mail.
Oh, you mean Orchestra Hall's Night at the Pops.
You bet. And this summer's Pops are filled with great music, great entertainment, May 21st to June 28th.
Well, what's new this summer?
Oh, some great new programs. A Big River Jubilee featuring Jubilant Sykes singing Old Man River.
Old Man River.
Songs of New York featuring a Broadway cast singing tunes tunes like New York, New York.
That's been the news.
And Duke Ellington's Take the A Train. We're even wishing Mitch Miller a happy 75th birthday at the
happy
Pops
birthday.
With a big sing-along.
Oh, I hope there'll be a big band, Pops.
Oh, of course. That Glenn Miller sound with Norman Layden, plus the lovely music of Lerner and Lowe.
Oh, Lowe, won't.
The season opens somewhere. May 21st with a Fiedler-style salute to the Bugler's holiday man, Leroy Anderson.
Let's see, 6 weeks of musical memories and cabaret-style seating. One other question.
What's that?
How do I get tickets?
Call Orchestra Hall, 371-5656.
You know, I know the words to every song.
I noticed that. 371-5656.
All right, you two. All right, 17 minutes after 11 o'clock, Twins baseball tonight. 6:30 start, the Twins and the Yankees and the first of three. That's from the brand new Chet Atkins album on CCO. That's called Spats and Hats. 21 after 11 o'clock on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Howard's still vacationing. He's missing some nice weather, isn't he? Kurt Lundgren filling in. Here are some special events for this 29th of April today. The Science Museum of Minnesota has a class for beginning fishermen called Something's Fishy, getting ready for opening day. The class will meet Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 9 p.m., and fishing experts will be there to give tips on choosing not just equipment, but the right lake. Find out more, call the museum, 221-9438. A free seminar on planning a canoe trip to the Boundary Waters canoe area is offered this Thursday evening at the headquarters building in French Regional Park. The seminar will cover planning of your route, clothing and equipment to take along, nutritional concerns. For information and registration, call 476-4666. And Baby Farm Animals, live bluegrass music, food, and natural arts and crafts will be happening at the Dodge Nature Center's Spring Arrivals Festival this weekend on Saturday. It's a free event, takes place from 10 to 5, and you can find out more by calling the Nature Center at 455-4531.
Roger Erickson here for Nokomis Square Cooperative. Say, Nokomis Square is hosting a seminar designed especially for seniors and their families, covering various aspects and options of congregate senior housing. Now, this is going to be held Wednesday, May 7th, in the evening, 7:30 to 9:30, at Nokomis Square Cooperative, 5015 35th Avenue South in Minneapolis. Independent experts will speak on congregate senior housing, the financial benefits, and how the family can help in decision-making process. This is a great opportunity for seniors and their families to become better informed about senior housing, especially Nokomis Square. Space is limited, so call today for reservations. Call 854-8800. Again, that is going to be Wednesday, May 7th, 7:30 to 9:30 at Nokomis Square. 854-8800.
This afternoon, what does it take for your child to get started in the theater? John Davis, executive director of the Children's Theater Company, on the Kozlak-Russell Show at 1:30 this afternoon. Checking into the CCO Sports Desk, as you may have already heard, the Vikings have chosen Auburn defensive end Gerald Robinson in the first round of the college draft today. The Vikings picked up Robinson and Gary Zimmerman, a former USFL player, by trading their eighth overall choice to San Diego. Robinson is 6'3", 253 pounds, and was the Chargers' second-round pick. The next time the Vikings choose, it'll be all the way into the fourth round. So there you are, the rights to Gary Zimmerman and the draft of Gerald Robinson for the Vikings so far today. Right now, because the savings are so great on so many GE major appliances, they've created a whole new month for the most exciting sales event yet, GE National Appliance Month. During this big and once-a-year sale event, you can buy selected GE appliances at special GE National Appliance Month prices. Stop in at Doug's TV and Appliance, Doug's TV and Appliance, Chisago City and Fridley, for special prices on selected GE major appliances during GE National Appliance Month. In about a half a minute, we'll hear from Charles Osgood. The Twins are in New York. Well, actually, they're on a road trip now that will take them to New York and also Detroit before they come back home on Tuesday, May the 6th. And when they're back home, it'll be the Baltimore Orioles in town, as they're starting to play some Eastern Division ball clubs now, which is a little bit tougher than the West. At least most baseball fans, I think, would feel that way. And
man John Butcher starts tonight. Butcher is 0-2. He faces some tough going. He's throwing against Ron Guidry. Guidry is 3-0 for the Yankees so far. Game time 6:30 here on CCO. 63 degrees, sunny, it's 11:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News. Lawyers collect big fees sometimes. You've heard that, no doubt. But do you have any idea what lawyers have to do to earn those fees? We'll give you just one example in a moment.
Spread a little Scotch this spring and you'll grow a lot of green. Hi, Pat Summerall to say True Value Hardware Stores offer a variety of Scotch Turf Builder formulas to meet your lawn's needs. Like their original Turf Builder fertilizer that establishes a strong root system and thick, healthy growth. Or use Turf Builder Plus Halts to fertilize and control weeds at the same time. All Scotts Lawn and Garden products are backed by their no-quibble guarantee, and they are available at participating True Value Hardware stores and home centers where you can use your True Value charge card.
To relieve acid indigestion and gas, advance. To new Advanced Formula Digel. It works better than Tums or Rolaids because new Digel is the only one with gas-calming simethicone. What's more, new Digel tablets neutralize excess acid twice as fast as before. Plus, they're calcium-rich. So don't delay. When you have acid indigestion and gas, advance. To better relief, with new Advanced Formula Digel, use as directed.
You've heard, I'm sure, how high these days the fees of lawyers are. Ralph Simons is a lawyer. He's a member of the bar. And he's a good example, as good as there could be, for he has earned himself this month a $1 million fee. Simon's client had an injury. It was his rotten luck to be hurt in a collision with a great big oil truck. It was in Saudi Arabia, which right there on its face made this a rather difficult and complicated case. It's the sort of thing a layman hardly ever contemplates. But Simon's got the case heard here in the United States, where a sympathetic atmosphere might be somewhat more conducive to making his arguments be more effective and conclusive. While en route to a hearing, though, Simon's will explain, two hijackers appeared and tried to hijack Simon's plane. He helped to overcome them, to quell and to subdue. Nobody understands what lawyers these days must go through. But there was still a great deal more that needed to be done before this case was over and this legal judgment won. For the driver of the truck was gone, no longer was around. And Simon's looked and looked, but he was nowhere to be found. He had taken off, as people in such cases sometimes do. In this case, he had moved away to some place in Peru. So Simons took out after him, this driver who was gone, and tracked him down by trekking halfway up the Amazon. But it was worth the effort trekking all around the earth for the judgment that was won, $3.2 million worth, announced on April 1st. But it was not an April Fool. Simon's share is a cool million, if a million can be cool. There's a lesson for young lawyers, and it's well that they should learn it. You get a big fee in the good old-fashioned way. You earn it. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Now and then it all gets crazy. You need to get back to something real. When you look at what's important, you know how good it makes you feel. It's like coming home once more. Welcome to the real world. Real radio. WCCO.
What a beautiful morning. Let's give you the new forecast again, which is a real pleasure. After all the rain, plenty of sun. Pleasant this afternoon, high temperature in the lower 70s, and gentle southwest breezes at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy with showers likely, though, tonight, and a chance of a thunderstorm, low near 50. Chance of morning showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, and decreasingly cloudy in the afternoon, meaning I hope that we'll get back to sun, and a high Wednesday of about 60. Right now at Rochester, 61, St. Cloud, 63, and in the Twin Cities, sunny, 63 degrees at 11:29.
When you apply for a loan at some banks, things can get a little out of control, like the paperwork.
Okay, after you fill out all 53 forms, I'll need you to write out 1,000 times, I promise to pay you back.
Then there are the questions about the loan.
Now, again, why do you want to borrow the money?
Because I need the money.
That's a lousy reason.
Well, gee, I'm sorry, But at TCF, our new Command Credit Line puts you in control when you need to borrow money. Because with Command Credit, you'll have $5,000 to $10,000 or more that you can use and pay back as often as you choose. No questions asked. And TCF guarantees an answer on your Command Credit application within 8 hours. So get control of your finances with TCF's Command Credit instead of losing it someplace else.
Okay, now kneel down and say, "Oh, Your Majesty, I really need the dough."
You've got to be kidding.
No, it's fun. Come on, after me. "Oh, Your Majesty."
"Oh, Your Majesty."
TCF, where Minnesota banks and borrows, an equal opportunity lender.
1130, Real Radio, WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Today's WCCO Radio Young Achiever is Jan Niehaus, daughter of Carol and Tony Niehaus of Melrose, Minnesota. Jan's a senior at Melrose Senior High School. Her principal says she gives her best effort and takes time for others' needs. She's an excellent leader, ranking in the top 10% of her class and a member of the National Honor Society. She's a top band musician at Melrose High and is active in her school's German club. In fact, last summer she traveled with classmates to study in Germany. Jan also participates in basketball, track, and field, and takes time to coach students in a grade school basketball league. CCL congratulations to young achiever Jan Niehaus from Melrose, Minnesota, for uncommon accomplishment in class and community. Checking the NFL draft as they continue to pick. The 23rd pick now has come and gone, and the Los Angeles Rams took offensive tackle Mike Shad, who played for Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. So evidently a Canadian-born, we're not sure, but playing for an Ontario college. That's Mike Shad, the LA Rams, 23rd pick. They must be, just about done with the first round, aren't they? There's about 24 picks in the first round. We don't have to really worry about the Vikings until the fourth round. That's the next time they get to choose in the fourth round, and that'll obviously be down the road quite a bit. Before you buy that new sofa, hide-a-bed, lounge chair, dinette set, or other furniture item, then make sure that you check out the three-way savings at Swenson Furniture Stores. First, Swenson's offers you their unique trade-in program. That's right. You get a $75 trade-in allowance for your old sofa or hide-a-bed, or $25 allowance for your old upholstered chair. And second, Swenson's offers only quality furniture for lower prices, strongly constructed, durably covered to serve you for many years. And third, Swenson saves you more with free delivery. Swenson Furniture Stores have been in business for three generations, so that you know you can buy with confidence. Choose from two convenient locations, Swenson's Chicago and Lake Store, open Monday evenings, and Swenson's Bloomington Store, which is at Portland and I-494, open Monday through Thursday evenings. And with spring here, you might want to shop Swenson's Surplus Store for maybe porch or cabin furniture for the cabin. 1204 East Lake, two blocks east of Sears, and open Mondays. Credit's never a problem. Use your Visa or MasterCard. Swenson Furniture Stores are closed Sundays. They prefer to see you in church. There's that magic music, which means, of course, that it's time for us to announce another contestant, the WCCO Radio Amico Certicare Twins Silver Sweepstakes, Roy O. Cramber, of Route 1 in McGrath, has 8 minutes 30 seconds to call us. Roy, call collect, 612-370-0611, and you win a pair of tickets to the Twins-Boston Red Sox game, May 30th, and dinner for two at one of the fine Radisson hotels, including Sophia's at the Radisson Metrodome, and $20 worth of gasoline from Amoco. Roy O. Cramber of McGrath, Minnesota. Call us collect at 612-370-0611. Dark from Dionne Warwick. It's 22 minutes before noon, and it's 63 degrees. Beautiful morning, and it's too bad, Tim Moreland, that you're stuck inside the dome and you can't enjoy any of the weather.
It is an absolutely gorgeous day outside. People coming and going in and out of the dome this day. A lot of interest in the draft, and the Vikings have picked up two players already. Gary Zimmerman they got by trading a couple of draft choices to the Giants. They have the rights to Gary Zimmerman, Kurt. He played 2 years in the U.S. Football League with the L.A. Express. He's a big guy, standing at about 6'3" and weighing, or 6'5" and weighing in at 280 pounds. He played collegiately at the University of Oregon. They say he's a dominating player and is now a free agent. The Giants had the NFL rights to him until today, taking a couple of draft choices for him and giving him to Minnesota. He says he looks forward to playing in Minnesota. He says he's an outdoor sort of a guy, and that's why he wasn't interested in playing at New York. The Vikings' actual first draft choice today came as the 14th overall pick on the first round. It was Gerald Robinson, 6'3", 250, a defensive end out of Auburn. Here very quickly is how the first round went. Tampa Bay made the first selection this morning. No guesses here. Bo Jackson, running back from Auburn. Second pick, defensive lineman Tony Casillas from Oklahoma by Atlanta. Houston selected quarterback Jim Everett out of Purdue. The Indianapolis Colts went for the big defensive end John Hand from Alabama. St. Louis selected Anthony Bell, a linebacker from Michigan State. New Orleans took Jim Dombrowski, a big lineman, offensive lineman from Virginia. The Kansas City Chiefs then went for an offensive lineman from West Virginia, Brian Joswiak. Leslie O'Neill, the defensive end that the Vikings showed some interest in, was taken by San Diego. He's out of Oklahoma State. San Diego using that Minnesota pick, number 8 on the first round. John Reinstrup, an offensive guard from Temple, was the first pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Keith Byers, the injured running back from Ohio State, who will miss at least the first half of the 86 season, taken by Buddy Ryan and the Philadelphia Eagles as the 10th overall pick. Cincinnati grabbed Joe Kelly, a linebacker from Washington. Detroit took Iowa quarterback Chuck Long. San Diego then drafted James Fitzpatrick, a huge offensive tackle from Southern Cal. The Vikings, with the 14th pick, took Gerald Robinson. Then Seattle took John L. Williams, a running back from Florida. Iowa's running back Ronnie Harmon, the second Iowa player to be picked on the first round, goes to Buffalo. Atlanta chose Tim Green, an inside linebacker from Syracuse. Buffalo, in a trade with San Francisco, selected Will Wilford, an offensive guard from Vanderbilt, so the 49ers don't have a pick on the first round. They pick early in the second. The Giants' first choice, which was number 819 overall, Eric Dorsey, a defensive tackle from Notre Dame. The Dallas Cowboys' first selection was wide receiver Mike Sherrod of UCLA. Tim McGee, a wide receiver from Tennessee, was the second pick on the first round of Cincinnati. Mike Haight, an offensive lineman from the University of Iowa, went to the Jets, so Iowa had three first-rounders. The Rams selected Mike Shad. Now, get this, he's from Queens College in Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, we had a question about that, Tim. Is he, in fact, a Canadian-born player?
Yes, he is. He was born in Canada, Kurt, went to school all the way through high school and college in Canada. And there's some talk that the Canadian League, of course, will make a very strong run to get him, too, because of his being a local boy. Very unusual to have a Canadian player taken in the American draft, especially in the first round. Mm-hmm. The L.A. Raiders took Bob Bukowski, a defensive lineman from Pittsburgh. Then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers chose Rod Jones, a defensive back from SMU. Then New England, runner-up in the Super Bowl, Reggie Dupard, a running back from SMU, and the Chicago Bears, the final selection in the first round, took running back from Florida, Neil Anderson. Anderson appears to be the heir apparent to the veteran Walter Payton, who's put 11 years into the National Football League. Little trivia note for you as far as Neil Anderson out of Florida and John L. Williams from Florida, both being selected on the first round. It was way back in 1971 that two players in the same backfield both went on the first round, John Brockington to Green Bay and the infamous Leo Hayden to the Minnesota Vikings. He never amounted to anything. They played at Ohio State.
Okay, Tim, now I understand the Vikings don't have another choice until the fourth round. Is that correct?
Yes, that'll probably be mid-afternoon, yeah. Kurt. They set a record with that first round going 4 hours and 13 minutes.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And the last I heard, they're awaiting the third choice in the second round, so mid-afternoon before that fourth round pick for Minnesota. Yeah.
What are we expected to be going after, or what kind of quality do you get when you get down into the fourth round, Tim? Any surprises, you think?
That's where it becomes a little bit suspect, you would think. Kurt, I think they felt like there were two good rounds and maybe part of a third. There can always be some sleepers in there and some surprises where a guy will last longer than you think. The needs for the Vikings, they have many, but certainly a glaring need is for a big back, a short yardage back. We thought maybe they would go for that position when they took the defensive end, Gerald Robinson, from Auburn. But also, if a quality quarterback remained on the fourth round, I think they'd take a look at that. Jack Trudeau from Illinois is still left.
Yeah.
Robbie Bosco from BYU still remains. There are several outstanding quarterbacks available. Young man by the name of Brian McClure is a very good quarterback out of Bowling Green.
Any more possibility of any dealing for the Vikings before the fourth round comes up? In other words, maybe getting a pick out of the third round or later in the second round?
Well, there's always that possibility, but I seriously doubt it. The Vikings really don't have any veteran players who have much worth that they can afford to trade.
Okay. All right, thank you, Tim. That's the end of the first round. You'll be giving us a call back sometime later on, I guess, with an update.
Let you know what happens in the fourth round.
Thank you so much. Tim Boylan reporting in from the Dome, where the coverage continues of the NFL draft today. Again, the Vikings chose Auburn defensive end Gerald Robinson in the first round after picking up Gary Zimmerman, or at least the rights to him, a former USFL standout, by trading their eighth overall choice to the San Diego Chargers.
Good morning to you. Bill Deal here with Paul Rubin, general manager of Wally McCarthy's Pontiac GMC. And Paul, talk about excitement, talk about sales reaction. You now have interest rates as low as 5.9%. This is really selling cars. This is what people were waiting for.
Absolutely. We were waiting for it, too, because we ordered cars in anticipation of something like this, and we have Fieros in stock, ready to go, 5.9% financing.
You're so busy you can't even think straight, huh?
Oh, I tell you, 5.9, that's cheap money, Bill. And 5.9% financing, 30 months on Fieros, even the hard-to-find GT, and we've got them here and coming.
And you know, Paul, at the old price structure, that's what I wanted to get in here.
Well, you stuck it in there. Almost everything on the ground is at the old price, Bill.
That's right. GM, two, three weeks ago, announced a price increase. These cars were purchased before that. You buy yours today. Highway 61, White Bear, Wally McCarthy's Pontiac GMC.
14 minutes until noon. We have a winner, incidentally. Roy O'Cramber of McGrath, Minnesota, got to us within 8 minutes, 30 seconds in the Twin Silver Sweepstakes contest. And Roy will win Twins tickets, dinner at the Radisson Restaurants, and some Amoco gasoline. Roy, have a good time at the game and a good dinner at the Radisson. Now, if you'd like to enter, pick up a CCO Radio Twins bumper sticker. It's easy. They're at participating Amoco Shorter Care dealers. They're free. You peel off to stick the sticker on your bumper. You peel off the back. Save that, because that's the entry form. Fill it out, mail it in. Or, if you like, you don't drive, you don't have a bumper, send a postcard to WCCO Radio, Box 2830, Minneapolis 55402. Now, during the Kozlak-Russell Show, sometime between 1 and 3 today, your chance to win another prize package. And, yet this week, the third of our 10 Western road trips to a Twins Angels game on Western Airlines. And still to come, of course, the Twins Silver Dodge Maxivan conversion valued at $25,000.
You've been all over town and you can't find what you're looking for. Stop all that chasing around. What you're looking for is gonna get found. At Gabbert's, you'll find your home at Gabbert's. You'll find a world of wonderful things waiting for you at Gabbert's.
The fine furnishings you expect to find at Gabbert's can be found in our recliner department, too. Stop by Gabbert's soon for savings of 20 to 35% on a beautiful selection of reclining chairs, rocker recliners, even swivel rocker recliners. You will find recliners in every style imaginable, from traditional to contemporary, and in a wide array of fabrics and colors. Prices start at just $299. And don't forget, it's not too early to begin thinking about Mother's Day and Father's Day. A comfortable reclining chair from Gabbert's is one gift they'll enjoy opening every day.
Gabbert's, you find your home at Gabbert's.
In the Galleria, Edina.
63 degrees, sunshine, low 70s, says the CCO Weather Center today. Here comes the sun with golden savings for you in next Sunday's Minneapolis Tribune and St. Paul Pioneer Press. Discover coupons worth $2 on Royal Oak Charcoal or Royal Oak Plus. Plus, turkey, green, or ripe olives, Pine Sol Liquid Cleanser, Lee and Perrin's Worcestershire Steak Sauce, Schwartau Preserves, and new honey and nut toastios. Save $2 on these coupons in the special supplement of next Sunday's Tribune and Pioneer Press. Products represented by Tom Fleming and Associates. I picked out a little tune here for the NFL draft this morning from Mr. Sinatra. This is appropriately titled Winners. 11.5 minutes before noon. Here's to the winners, Frank Sinatra. We'll get the news from Ray in just a minute. Italian actor Marcello Mastroianni says he really hasn't performed with all the beautiful women in the world, just 80% of them. His co-stars have been Catherine Deneuve, Sophia Loren, Natasha Kinski, Claudia Cardinale, Bridget Bardot, and Ursula Andress. Mastroianni says, really, it's not I that the seducer. It is always I who am seduced.
I remember when my grandmother baked bread long years ago. She used the harvest of nature's finest ingredients in her recipe. Nutty whole grains, pure golden honey, farm-fresh milk and eggs. She carefully combined these wholesome foods, then set to work kneading the mixture until her brow glistened with her efforts and the dough reached the perfect consistency. When she was sure her wood-burning oven was at the right temperature, how she knew that will always be a mystery. She popped the loaves into the oven. A wondrous aroma filled the entire house as the bread baked to a golden brown. I'll never forget the taste of that bread, warm from the oven with Grandma's freshly turned butter melting on top. Today it's hard to find a bread like my grandmother's, but there is a bread that comes very close. Nature's Harvest is a richly textured, nutty bread that tastes a whole lot like Grandma's. For old-fashioned goodness, look for Nature's Harvest breads. Nourishing, wholesome, and absolutely delicious. That's Nature's Harvest breads.
It's the final week of Menards Sale, the sale we give our name with pride. And it's filled with savings on other names you know, like Glidden Endurance Paints, Olympic Stains, and Armstrong Ceilings. Save on Anderson and Crestline Windows and Patio Doors, Stanley Swinging Patio Door Systems, and more. Plus a full line of Menard brand home improvement products. On sale now at the lowest possible prices. Hurry in. The sale ends Saturday at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting. Soviet sources in Kiev report this hour that nearly 2,100 people were killed in what's being called the worst nuclear accident in history. United Press International says the Soviet source reports 80 people were killed instantly and about 2,000 others died on the way to hospitals. He says many more have been treated for radiation sickness. A Soviet with close contacts with hospitals says between 10 and 15,000 people in Chernobyl, where the nuclear reactor is located, were evacuated by bus and plane to Kiev. Soviet media have termed the accident a disaster, but there is no official confirmation of the death count figures. In Minneapolis this morning, a spokesman for Northern States Power Company, Tom Boucher, told WCCO Radio that he suspects the accident was not a meltdown in the sense that Americans know it.
Sounds as though they have a graphite-moderated reactor that was and might still be burning. Graphite is a solid substance, and at certain temperatures it will start to burn, and the radioactive fuel is inside that graphite as well. So if those temperatures get high enough, it can start to destroy the fuel, and then that radioactivity goes into the air.
Supporting that theory, the Soviet Union today asked at least two countries, Sweden and West Germany, for their advice on fighting a fire in the crippled reactor. 63 degrees, coming up to 11:55.
Cremet started as a little Minneapolis company 80 years ago.
That's right, Boone and Erickson. That was 1906. He was an Irishman what did it.
Who started the company?
That's right. But we've always been very international, shall we say.
You have?
Well, sure. From the start, we employed hundreds of Swedes and Germans and Norwegians and Poles.
Well, that's marvelous.
You notice we still have the green box for Cremet's product.
Well, the founder being Irish and all.
Well, that's right. Some Swedes wanted us to change it to blue and yellow, but, you know, the green just kind of looked better, and it was well-established.
Oh, sure.
In fact, A Swede, though, is in charge today.
That's right, he is.
Do you know that we now have three plants right here in the Twin Cities?
Well, everybody around here appreciates that.
And we use tons of locally grown wheat every day.
Well, you're doing your part for the farmer.
And we're doing our part for the consumer, because we've got the finest products in the world.
There's no better.
Yes, Cremettes.
Cremettes.
And we've got the spaghetti, and we've got the pasta, and we've got the macaroni. We've got it all, and it's all in the famous green box with the little girl.
Cremettes. Some Minnesota prisoners may be doing some work in the great outdoors under a plan unveiled today at the state capitol. Eric Escalo reports.
The pilot program will be tried in the Grand Rapids and New Ulm areas, putting non-dangerous prisoners from county jails to work on projects supervised by the Department of Natural Resources. Corrections Commissioner Orville Pong says the work will help clean up Minnesota's rivers and state parks, but also would help solve the corrections problem.
We have people in our county jails especially who are doing an enormous amount of dead time. And not only the dead time problem, but we always face a crowded situation.
Pong and DNR Commissioner Joe Alexander estimate that up to 300 prisoners, those committing misdemeanors and first-time property offenders, would participate in the 18-month demonstration project. Local judges would determine which offenders get sentenced to the outdoor work. The state is providing $31,000 for the pilot program. Another $272,000 is being sought from private foundations. Now, if it works in Grand Rapids and New Ulm, officials hope to expand the program statewide. Eric Escola, WCCO Radio News at the Capitol.
The Steiger Polar Expedition is getting closer and closer to its destination, the North Pole. In fact, if all goes well, and they aren't hampered by open water or other dangers, the members could arrive by Thursday. Jim Gasparini is base camp commander for the six-member team. He has talked with them by radio from his base in the Northwest Territories. He said they talked of perils.
The biggest problem that they anticipated would be open water. And we have reports from some of the pilots that have flown to the North Pole with charter groups that there is a considerable amount of open water up from 88 degrees in north. And we think that is the biggest fear right now, is that, you know, they'll run into a lead that is too wide for them to cross, and that will slow them down in, for such a long time that they'll run out of food before they can reach the pole.
Jim Gasparini reached by WCCO Radio News in the Northwest Territories. If the team makes it, it will be the first group since Admiral Byrd to accomplish the feat without being resupplied along the way. There's good news on the unemployment front for the Twin Cities. The figure dropped slightly during the month of March. However, it is still slightly higher than a year ago at this time. The news is viewed as positive by analysts. The March figure in the Twin Cities metro area was 5.3%, down 0.2 of a point from February. A top aide to Governor Rudy Perpich, 41-year-old Keith Ford, is leaving his post to become coordinator of state employment policies and efforts to put welfare recipients to work. We'll check Twin Cities weather in 1 minute.
You know, these young fellas have it easy today.
Not like us.
Yeah. Remember what it was like growing beans before there was Sencor herbicide?
Sure. Back then I had weeds tall as trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had one velvet leaf that was 40 acres around.
Well, I had so much lamb's quarters, I had to hire a shepherd.
I had ragweed so tough it joined the Marines.
You had to call my cocklebur, sir.
I used to build pole barns with my pigweed.
I didn't just have wild mustard. I had wild ketchup, too.
You had to cut my sunflowers with a chainsaw.
Mine took dynamite.
My smartweed was a hazard aviation.
Yeah.
Sencor, with your favorite grass herbicide, it's still your best performance value, no matter how bad your weed problem.
I had weed so thick I didn't discover dirt until 1974.
Yeah, well, I didn't need dirt.
Huh?
Just plowed furrows in the weeds and planted in that.
Now that's weed.
Yep, sure had them back then.
For the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, mostly sunny this afternoon, a high in the low 70s. The wind southwest, 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers likely and the chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 50 tonight. A chance of morning showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, then decreasing cloudiness in the afternoon and a high about 60. The new readings are in for 12 noon on this Tuesday, April 29th. Temperature up 2 more degrees. It's now 65, the wind southwest at 15 miles an hour.